Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit in our midst. Sisabingelela abalaleli be Radio Pulpit ngegama lika Jesu. Our scripture reading silaphayana ku Hebrews chapter 12. Siyafunda laphayana uverse 1 and 2. Lithi lapho, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witness, let us throw everything that hinders and the sin that easily entangles us, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Silibonge izwi kaNkulunkulu namhlanje. Bangcwele manje uma sibona ukuthi izwi kaNkulunkulu lithi we are surrounded by the cloud of witnesses. Siyathola ukuthi these are the men and women ebesifunda ngabo laphayana khona ku Hebrews chapter 11 ku verse 39 elithi zikaNkuluNkulu we know ukuthi they were commended for their faith the whole chapter, but ku verse 39 wakhona siyathola ukuthi liyasitshela izikaNkuluNkulu ukuthi after God has commended them for their faith, they received nothing. For God had a better plan for them that will be perfected together, bona labo bantu with the church. Ngoba, it's all about Jesus, Manuele. Manje, the tagline of our message it is, man gives Oscars, God gives rewards. Uhipro 11 says, God is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. UNkulunkulu is the reward abangcwele wabo bonke abamfuna ngeqiniso. And ku Isaiah 55 ku verse 6 and 7 ithi, seek the Lord while he may be found, call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way of unrighteous men and his thoughts. Manje uma sibheka la ukuthi as God seeks us, nathi ukuthi ngekuthi mfuna uNkulunkulu. Into kaNkulunkulu bangcwele ayikho la ku surface. Into kaNkulunkulu isekujuleni. That is why no Jesu Kristu when the example ukuthi throw your net in depth. Kwakufanele ukuthi bayiphose ekujuleni. And then nalapha yana ku Zakha 25 lithi uNkulunkulu izinto zakhe uyifihlile. Kuyigugu kuye ukuzifihla and kuyinjabulo kuye ukuthi amakhosi ahamba ayozifuna, meaning that uNkulunkulu ufuna singapheleli kwi-logos. UNkulunkulu ufuna sijule siye kwi-rima, the rima word. Ngani kula uJesu Kristu athi uzolakha ibandla lakhe namasango esoka ngeke amelana naso, uzolakha phasi kwekwambuleleka. Ngoba uma ungambulelekanga nensindiso ingambulelekanga bangcwele, angeke ukwazi ukuthi ume kuNkulunkulu. Sidinga ukwambuleleka. That is why sibona ekugcineni kuna the book of Revelation erivila ukuthi sekwenzekile konke. God is a winner. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje izwi likaNkulunkulu lithi, man gives Oscars, God gives rewards. Ngishilo ngathi liyasho ku Hebrews 11 verse 6 lithi, God is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Manje this very verse bangcwele icollaborator ne main scripture lapha ku Hebrews 12 verse 1 elithi, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that entangle us easy. Let us run with perseverance. Perseverance bangcwele is to persist noma ngabe kunama challenges anjani, you persist. Noma ngabe kune delay enjayo, when you persist. Ngani ngoba endleleni bangcwele, when we are facing the racing le esikuyo, we face some difficulty. And the learning, there are things which are hindrance. And the learning, there's a temptation as banayo to quit. Ngani ngoba sibona ukuthi hayi ngathi manje izinto zinzima. And sometimes we are being mocked endleleni, but izwi likaNkulunkulu liyasitshela even lapha kuncwadi kaJames 1 verse 12 lithi blessed is the one who stands firm under trials, because having stood the test will receive the crown of life. Manje kuko konke bangcwele uma simile kunento esizoyithola. Manje itheke le message yethu ithi man gives Oscars. Siyabona ukuthi abantu bangcwele bayaperforma benza yonke into, banikezwa ama Oscar. Abanye kudala babeze banikezwe namablomu bawafake across la on their neck. But zonke lezo zinto bekuyizinto bangcwele esikhathini esiningi zibuna. And noma ngabe unayo i-Oscar iba yinto etrenda ngaleso sikhathi, kuzoza abazwa emva kwakhe abeza ngcono kunaye abayothola i-Oscar engcono kunale awayitholile. Manje uNkulunkulu bangcwele yena akasinike ama-Oscar, but uNkulunkulu usinika ama-rewards kuyo yonke into esiyenzayo. And the only thing efanele ukuthi siyenze kubo bonke ubunzima esihlangabezana nazo, njengoba leli lizwi lithi therefore, since we are surrounded by them such a great cloud of witness, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that easily entangles us, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Kukhona i-race uNkulunkulu ayimakile for mina. Kukhona i-race uNkulunkulu ayimakile for wena. Kukhona i-lane uNkulunkulu akubeke ukuthi ugijime kuyo. Kukhona i-lane uNkulunkulu ayibeke ukuthi ngigijime kuyo. Sometimes ifuna ukucross ama-lane, siyogijima i-race i-lane esingayinikwazanga, sigijime ne-race esingayinikezwanga. Ngoba each and everyone kune-grace uNkulunkulu phayona yokuthi ukhone ukugijima le race. Manje lithi izwi likaNkulunkulu, we must throw away everything that hinders ukuze sikwazi ukuyigijima le race. Ziningi bangcwele izinto ezihindarayo endleleni ezisenza ukuthi singakwazi ukuyigijima le race. Manje siyakhumbula ukuthi uNkulunkulu bangcwele wonke umuntu umnikezile ithuba. Akekho umuntu ongamnikezanga ithuba. UNkulunkulu akekho abantu abakhethile ukuthi abanikeze. Wonke umuntu umnikezile ithuba. Njengoba nezwi likaNkulunkulu silifunda laphayana kuncwadi yabashumayeli. Siyalifunda bangcwele kuncwadi yabashumayeli kuchapter 9 ukuthi uNkulunkulu wonke umuntu umnikezile ithuba. Uma silifunda leli ncwadi yabashumayeli kuchapter 9 lifundeka kanje, uma siliqala lapha lithi the race is not to the swift or the battle to the strong, nor does the food come to the wise, or wealth to the brilliant, or favor to the learned, but time and chance happen to them all. Yo isikhathi bangcwele uNkulunkulu usinikeze ngokufana. When we look at the chronological time, we've got 24 hours sonke. We've got 8 hours yokulala. We've got other hours uNkulunkulu asinikeze wona ukusebenza nokwenza ezinye izinto esifuna ukuzenza. Manje isikhathi nethuba uNkulunkulu unikeze wonke umuntu. Manje kuya ngawe ukuthi wena lelo thuba ulisebenzisa kanjani. But ngithanda ukuthi ekuseni kwanamhlanje, everyone, whether poor or rich, young or old, we have been given this time uNkulunkulu, this chance uNkulunkulu asiphe yona, ne-race asinikeze yona. Njengoba lisho ukuthi the race is not to the swift, uNkulunkulu akanikezanga abantu abakwazi ukugijima bodwa. le race futhi uNkulunkulu ibattle akayinikezanga kubantu abastrong siyazi ukuthi sikwibattle siyalwa sisempini but ibattle uNkulunkulu unikeze wonke umuntu whether you are strong or weak ngoba ibattle esilwayo asilwi ngamandla ethu silwa ngamandla kaNkulunkulu ngokwakhe nokudla uNkulunkulu ukunikeze wonke umuntu manje akakunikezanga kubantu abahlakaniphile kuphela wonke umuntu uNkulunkulu umnikezile Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje ku 2 John chapter 1 verse 8 ithi watch yourself so that you may not lose what you have worked for but may win a full reward manje kufanele ukuthi sisahamba sigijima lendlela silihamba lolihambo kudingeka ukuthi sizigade lithi watch yourself ake kumuntu ozokwasha bangcwele yebo kuba khona abakubhekayo ukuthi awuhambi njengomzalwana kuba khona abantu aba expecta ukubheka izinto kuwe ngoba siyincwadi efundekayo kodwa we are obligated ngoba lithi 2 John 1:8 watch yourself so that you may not lose what you have worked for but may win a full reward manje kudingeka ukuthi le nto bangcwele siyigcine sigade senze ukuthi by all means singaluzi sesisebenze kangaka so ugijime kangaka so ushumayele kangaka so uthayise kangaka uthole ukuthi manje kukhona izinto ezincane ezikwenza ukuthi ke manje ulahlekele yireward ngoba manje icrown uNkulunkulu asinikeza yona uNkulunkulu usinikeza bangcwele icrown which we have labored for uSam 103 ngishilo ukuthi manje ku 103 ku verse 4 liyasitshela ukuthi uNkulunkulu he redeemed us from the pit of sin and he crowned us uNkulunkulu ne crown bangcwele yothando ne crown ye compassion manje ngani ngoba you cannot do izinto zikaNkulunkulu you cannot serve abantu if you don't have a compassion ngoba uJesu Kristo the thing ebeba nayo ukuza kwazi ukuserva it was this compassion manje ekseni kwanamhlanje ngithanda ukuthi after ngelanga leli le judgment sonke bangcwele we are going to be rewarded but namhlanje present at the present time kukhona i crown uNkulunkulu asiphe yona ngiyishilo lapha yana ku Psalm 103 ku verse 4 the crown of love and the crown of compassion another crown lapha yana ku Proverbs chapter 10 ku verse 6 lithi leli lizwi sithwalisiwe icrown uNkulunkulu the crown of a blessing siplesiwe sinale crown bangcwele uma ufunda ku Proverbs 10 verse 6 ukuthi uNkulunkulu has crowned us with a crown of goodness and ku Psalm 27:13 siyathola ukuthi bangcwele the goodness of God as is totally singale the goodness of God to David I'll see the goodness of God in the land of the living ngisho no Job ngokwaye wathi sengxakini esenhluphekweni kwathi wathi uJob with my own eyes I'll see my redeemer because my redeemer liveth manje kukhona izinto bangcwele ezisilinde ngale kodwa kukhona izinto esisithola manje sisahamba manje khona lapho bangcwele uJesu Kristu uma ikhuluma nebandla lapha yana ku Revelation 3 ku verse 11 uthi uJesu Kristu hold fast to what you have that no one may take your crown kusho ukuthi bambisisa lokho nako ukuze kungabikho umuntu ozoyithatha le crown oyinikeziwe kukhona icrown esinikeziwe bangcwele kukhona ne crown esizozinikezwa in the future njengoba izwi likaNkuluNkulu silifunda lapha yana kwincwadi ka first Corinthians siyafunda ku first Corinthians lapha ku chapter 9 bangcwele ku verse 24 chapter 9 verse 24 to 25 lithi leli lizwi Uma silfunda ku 24 to 25 do you not know that in a race all the runners run but only one gets the prize run in such a way as to get the prize. Uma ugijima ungagijimi nje. Gijima ukuthi uzothola iprize. Uyabona nalapha yana kuJeremiah, I think uku 48 elithi uqalekisiwe umuntu owenza umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu ngokunganaki. Uma ugijima nje, ugijima nje, there's no prize. Lithi kaNkulunkulu, run in such a way as to get the prize. Bese lithi ku verse 25, everyone who competes in this game goes into a strict training. Manje mozo kompita. Gule race, you go through a strict training. Kukhona izinto abangwele ongasazidli. Kukhona indawo ongasangeni kuzo. Kukhona izinto ongasazikhulumi. Ngani ngoba manje ungenile kule race. Manje lithi leli lizwi. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Manje I crown esithola yobangcwele, it will last forever. Iti ku verse 26, therefore I do not run like a man running aimlessly. There are people abathi bayagijima, kodwa they bagijima aimlessly, bagijima ngoba bayagijima ukuthi bayagijima, but they bagijima aimlessly. Manje lana umpostoli Paulo, athi I do not fight like a man beating the air. Kukhona abantu abathi bayalwa, kodwa uthi mabelwa bangcwele. Akho lutho abayishayayo, akho lutho abayikhonkarayo, bafana nabantu who are just beating the air. Ku verse 27 lithi, no, I beat my body and make it a slave so that after I preach to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize. So esishumayelile, sesikwenze konke, kungenzeka ukuthi sibe disqualified. That is why elithi kaNkulunkulu, do you know that in a race, all the runners run, but only one gets the prize. Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. Bangcwele, your training ayikho lula. You are being tempted as a young person. You are being tempted as an elderly person. But izwi likaNkulunkulu is calling us, Bangcwele, to run this race. Sibhekile to the author and the finisher. EnguJesu Kristu ngokwayo. Elithi Bangcwele, khona lapha sifundile ku Hebrews 12, ku verse 10 wakhona. Bese lithi maliqhubeka ku Hebrews 12, ku verse 12. Lithi our fathers disciplined us for a little while as thought the best, but God disciplines us for our good, that we may share in his holiness. No discipline seemed pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and a peace for those who have been trained by it. Siya train abangcwele ngezwi likaNkulunkulu. Siya rebuke izwi likaNkulunkulu. And sometimes masi rebuke izwi likaNkulunkulu. Some of the people are not happy when they are rebuked izwi likaNkulunkulu. Kodwa siyabona lapho ukuthi liyasho kuma Hebrew athi uNkulunkulu uma esirebuke usirebuke because singabantwana bakhe. We are not ama bastard. Asi amaveza ndlebe. Uma uyifeza ndlebe uma urebuke umuntu ongalayo manje lapho athi uDavide yena uma ekhulunywa ngokurebuke lapha kumahubo 141 athi let a righteous man strike me, it is kindness. Let him rebuke me, it is all on my head. My head will not refuse it. Manje ngesinye isikhathi bangcwele ekutraineni kwethu siya rebuke and akusinto emnandi. Manje lana bangcwele, and after all, there's a crown of waiting for us, which is an uncorruptible crown. UNkulunkulu asibekele zona. We must understand ukuthi when we talk about uncorruptible, we are talking about the thing that is undefiled. And manje lapho, kwi Revelation 7:13, it one of the elders asked, abagqoke ingubo ezimhlophe na? Uyabuza ku Revelation 7:13 lithi ngobani na laba abagqoke izambatho ezimhlophe? Owaphendula wathi, these are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They've washed their robes and made them white in blood of the lamb. being seen wearing izinto ezimhlophe bangcwele in this book of Revelation. Ayiqalanga lapho, iqale sisaphila to live a life of purity, a life of holiness. Imbatho zethu asiqali zibonakale sesingale, ziqala manje sisahamba kule race bangcwele ukuthi sikwazi ukuhamba ngendlela indlela efuna uNkulunkulu ukuze sikwazi ukuthola this crown. Manje ngithanda ukuthi ekuseni kwanamhlanje usagijima ugijimeli mahala, kukhona i-crown ozoyithola and kufanele ukuthi sibekezele. Kukhona nale crown sesivala ekuthi there's a crown of righteousness that will be rewarded for those who longing for the coming of Jesus Christ. When you are longing for the coming of Jesus Christ, sizofana nale parable elapha kuMatthew 25, leyo 10 virgins, those who were longing for the coming of Jesus Christ, ba prepare ama lamp abo, ba prepare ibane zabo, ba behleli bene oil ebaneni zabo, azange bathathwe nge surprise njengalabo bayi 5 ekuthiwa they were the foolish virgins abathathwe nge surprise. Baningi abantu bangcwele abayothathwa nge surprise, ngani? Ngoba they are not prepared ukuthi manje bamlinde uJesu ngempilo yabo. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Uma sesivala siyakhumbula ukuthi noma ulinde into awulindile, nesitimela silindwa e-station, nebhasi lindwa e-bus stop, uphethe itikiti lokungena lapho. Kufana nathi singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, uma simlindile kufanele sibe sendaweni kahle, sibe senendaweni e-right, senze izinto ezi-right ezibonisa ukuthi kukhona umuntu esimlindile owumyeni wethu onguJesu Kristu. May God richly bless you. Ukuthi remember that in whatever you do, ungaphela amandla, njengoba nezwi lisho kuma Galatians chapter 6, ukuthi ungaphela amandla kwinto oyenzayo nezinto ohlangabezana nazo. Cina ngani? Ngoba kukhona umvuzo ozowuthola, kukhona umvuzo esizoyithola ekugcineni. UNkulunkulu asenze kahle. Kukhona ama crown esizowathola ngale bangcwele. Manje sisazitholile, sinawo amanye ama crown esinawo noma ngabanakali ngelihlo likamoya, lihlo lenyama, but ngokomoya liyabonakala. May God richly bless us this morning ukuthi sigijime sibheke kuJesu ongumqalisi nomphelelisi kokukholwa kwethu. Izinto zikhona ezisiphazamisayo, kodwa siqine endleleni ngegama likaJesu waseNazaretha. Amen.
Faith, hope and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.